Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Strempel, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to How I Scale Service podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we have a duo for the first time. We have Ivan Bartnikov and Olga Bartnikov, and their last name is Russian, in case you're wondering. I've already asked that, and so we're going to welcome them, and they're going to tell us all about their business, their back-end story, how they got started, and, you know, as well as answer some questions I'm sure you're eager to know, because you know what? It says, when we surround ourselves by people who are doing what we aspire to do, we are learning and growing, and we're traveling at a new wavelength to reach our ultimate success. So welcome, Ivan and Olga. Start off by telling us who you are.
Hi, and thanks for having us here. It's a pleasure for both of us. So, yeah, we are co-founders of YouTravel.me platform. We are basically building a marketplace for unusual small group tours with professional guides and travel experts. That's what we've been doing for a while, and we're so lucky to do it in COVID and post-COVID times, travel startup. So, basically, that's what we're doing. We are basically in San Francisco, and it's a nice weather finally here today, and that also energizes us a little bit today.
I'm so jealous. San Fran, I heard you guys had the best weather out there, and humidity is nothing like the humidity we have here in Texas. My sister was just out in California. She was in Santa Monica, they went to Orange County, LA, and some other places. I was like, oh my gosh, you're living your life like it's golden while I'm working.
yeah, that's fun.
So great. What made you go into business together? Let's unpack that here, because, you know, and I want to let Olga take this.
Yeah,
thank you. We really travelers and with travel fanatics, and we visited more than 37 countries each. And one time, I think it was in 2018. I don't remember the year, but
yeah, 2018 it was.
Yeah. Didn't have enough time to prepare our traveling. And we decided, okay, let's go just group touring. Let's visit China. And we visit China, and it was really awful travel. And we spent a lot of money. The guide cheating of us, and they changed the currency, like yuan and the US dollar at the same price. And it was so crazy. And we thought, okay, people don't know Chinese language, but how can they travel if the person who needs to care of you, he's cheating of you. And we decided, wow, it's really a very crazy experience. And we said, okay, and what we need to do if we really love to travel, and we really want to travel really actively and have a lot of different experiences, and we don't have time to prepare such experience, to spend really 1 week to prepare all the logistic stuff in different country. So we understood that there is no such a platform will connect these travel guides or somebody to skip all this logistic plan stuff. And we said, okay, we will build such a platform. Let's go. Go ahead. And yeah, we understood that. Vanya, I said, Vanya, we need to go there. And Vanya worked at that time. Vanya worked in big corporation. He built a carrier, and he said, "Okay, let's do it." And it was very surprising for me. And we started to do this. And it was like spontaneous thing. We didn't even know that we will be some entrepreneurs or some people who just start startup. And we just start to do something to solve our problem.
Oh, I love that story. And what better way to do it with someone who likes to travel? Y'all both been to 37 countries each. Yeah. Wow, that is amazing. Like, my eyes lit up when Olga said 37 countries each. Like, I need to come on and travel with y'all. And so what is your favorite travel place together that y'all've been?
Oh, that's a great question. So I would say it's difficult to judge for both of us, but I believe that for Olga, also Iceland is one of the coolest places we've been to, and I definitely recommend it to everyone. And actually, it's a very hot destination for our marketplace at the moment for U.S. travelers. And this is also one of the reasons. Iceland is also one of the destinations that helped us to build utravel.me, because after we visited this country, all of our friends were trying to basically steal our itinerary, friends, they were asking, "Oh, guys, you've been to Iceland. I want to visit too. Can you just give me all the travel plan you've made? Pass it to me?" And of course, we were sharing. That wasn't the problem for us, because we really didn't need it anymore. But after like five or six people have asked us the same question, like, "Share your itinerary with us," we understood that there is a need for people to who don't want to spend hours and hours on travel preparation like we did that time, to get something ready-made and already perfectly planned. So this is basically the idea behind utravel.me, to be able to travel with an expert planned itinerary with a group of cool travel mates. So that's how Iceland also helped us to build our project finally.
And I love that. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to add that we visited Iceland, and we missed a lot of waterfalls, and we didn't know that there is exist. And when we came back, we understood that, we can Google, we can just ask some friends who were there, but we don't know, we can't speak with right people inside of the country. And we understood that, it was so amazing trip, but we missed so a lot of things. And we understood, if it would be some guide or maybe some person who can intro us to some locals or show us some secrets, places, hidden gems, it would be really good idea. But we didn't know that there is exist, this guide already exists. And that's why we spent, I think, 2 weeks to prepare this Iceland tour for us, for both of us. And we can't to share it full this vacation. It's not like copy cutter.
Yeah,
copy paste. Yeah, and there is not the same route, because some Airbnb apartments were already booked, and some places were already closed, etc. So if we were share all the our experience, all our route, it would be not full, and our friend can't just make the same way.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense because you can't necessarily replicate your experiences, especially if you stay in Airbnbs, because they're not going to be available when your friends want to travel. Because if it's a hot commodity, people are going to pick them up like, you know, a dime a dozen. So what is tied to your mission of youtravel.me? And would you say it stemmed from your passion of traveling and your love to submerse yourself in cultures, people, food, all of those things?
Yeah. So our mission is basically to help millions of travelers who love to travel actively and open a universe of small group tours for them, because we really believe that this is a new way to travel. And we basically understand that the group touring is a little bit outdated at the moment, and millennials, they don't want to travel with this big bus group tours as as other generations used to do before, but at the same time, they don't want to waste their evenings and like thousands of hours in travel preparation. So we really believe that the group touring can be different, that it can be as cool as traveling with your friends. That's why we are trying to build a platform that is matching you with other travelers based on your interests, values, past experiences, like matching with other like-minded people. So you go together in a small group and explore a new destination, a new place, and share your experience with basically new friends. So this is what we're trying to change in traveling industry and in the world at the moment.
So question there, say someone comes, and I'll use myself in this example. Say I come to you and I said, Ivan, Olga, I have my group of people. We're ready to travel. This is where we want to go. Go. Like what? Like, because I don't need you. I may not need you to match me with like a group of strangers. I may have my perfectly fine strangers in my family who I still don't know enough about, or some of my friends that are friends with friends. And we all kind of want to go. Say we want to go to Alaska. We want to sleep in an igloo. We want to eat fresh salmon. I want you to just go spearhead that salmon and just put it on my How would you assess that, and can it be done if someone comes to you with their group already?
Yeah, that's actually a perfect also opportunity for our platform, because we work with already, if you have your own group. So basically what we do is on the platform, we match you with local travel experts in Alaska who are doing specifically adventure multi-day trips. And here, you don't need to go as you usually go to your local travel agent in Texas, who is then contacting you. Who is saying, okay, of course I will do it from Texas for you. But in fact, he reaches same people in Alaska. He has his own markups on that. So basically, we just exclude this type of non-local travel agents, connecting you directly with the travel experts in Alaska. And on our platform, you can talk directly. You can have a secure phone calls with him. You can text through our communication ecosystem. And then you can book and prepay the trip for all the group securely by whatever you want, Apple Pay or bank credit card. So and then you are all set to go. So that's basically how it works for this type of occasion. And it's great that we have several people in Alaska that are ready to host a trip for you, that are ready to personalize it for you, customize it for you. And you can also choose the guy who is the most suitable for your team, because you can see what he loves, what are his passions. Some of them that are architects, some of them are divers, I don't know. So they are not just guides. They have their own passions and hobbies, and we really try to highlight it so you can really find a person who with whom you can also become a good friend, not just a tourist and a guide.
I like that. And thank you for answering that question, because I'm sure there's a listener as well as a viewer who probably had the same question in mind and wanted to see if it could be done. And I think, Olga, you wanted to chime in there before I ask the next question.
Yeah. Imagine if you, for example, you want to go to Alaska and you want to try caviar there. And what you need to do, what will your way to get this caviar? In general way, you just go to Alaska and will ask for guides. Okay, I want to try it. And the guide in Alaska say, okay, we can go this way and to buy something. And here, when you book the route and trip via you travel, you just type in to direct to travel expert and I say, okay, I want to go, I want to try caviar. And he said, oh, are you crazy? Okay, let's do it. And you will go, he will exactly prepare the best place to try caviar. And he prepare a personalized experience for you because you want to visit it. And he prepares some activities. Maybe you will fish in to catch the salmon and something, for example, to just... you will not just try caviar, but you will have a big experience to get this caviar and try. And this is the biggest difference, because when you go through the travel agency or something like this, they really want to help you, but it's a very, very long way to get your experience, into realize this experience. And when you go and work with directly with travel experts, and this is really person, it's true human approach, so you just feel like, okay, my friends, for example, Jack from Alaska, he will show me how to try it, and you will come back and you will say for your family, you know how we get this caviar. And yeah, it's totally different experience.
And the experience is what makes it worthwhile, in my opinion, to travelers, because just being from a multicultural background, and when I would travel overseas with my parents, whenever you have that personal connection and that touch point with someone, it's almost like you feel like you're royalty in a sense, because you bypass like some of the locals and you're already with somebody that's a local on the island. You don't have to wait in those long lines and all of those things. So I could definitely resonate to what you just added, Olga. And I want to thank you for adding that, because like I'm over here just lighting up. And if I'm lighting up, I'm sure the other listeners and viewers are too. But let's dive a little bit further in the conversation before we wrap up. So you both are successful business owners and entrepreneurs. So what obstacles or failures have you overcame to give you the incredible success that you see today? Because I'm sure it wasn't always easy when you first started the business. And the reason why I ask obstacles first is because people need to realize that it's not always a walk in the park for entrepreneurs. You have to struggle a bit in order to see the success that you reap down the line.
Yeah. So actually, if we want to highlight all the obstacles, I don't think we will.
Not all.
30 minutes enough. Yeah. Let me try to pick just one, or we'll be stuck here for a couple of days. Because yeah, I definitely agree with you that a life of entrepreneur is full of obstacles that you need to overcome basically every day. So I can say that the biggest one is obviously a COVID pandemic, which has influenced a travel industry a lot. You know that last year, based on the information from World Tourism Organization, international travel fell by 80%. And we as a travel company have had, felt it. Literally, because when it all started in March, our sales have stopped one day, and we had a lot of refunds, and it was such a big problem. I was even once thinking of quitting the project back in March 2020, and coming back to, to some company or corporation to work, to my previous work before I became an entrepreneur. And it was so bad. This was the biggest problem, but we have tried to, as a team, to support each other and overcome this situation. So what we understood that if people cannot travel now, how we can still bring values to them? And we realized that we have a marketplace, and before we were building it for our travelers, for customers, but we also have a different side, which are travel experts, the guides, for whom we can also bring now bigger values than just bringing clients, especially when we cannot bring clients because of pandemic. And that's how already in 1 month we have launched an online course for our travel experts on how to become a better guide for multi-day tours and a better operator. We have basically gathered our top 10 providers on the marketplace to create more than 50 hours of content, of video content, from how to work with your group to how to attract new customers, and like in total 12 big topics. And with that, already in May last year, in 2 months after the pandemic has started, we have managed to basically bring back 40%, I don't remember exactly, of our pre-crisis revenues that has allowed us to actually save our core team to continue working with our amazing core team that we really didn't want to lose. And then we also had some efforts to change our product for local tourism because before we were only focused on international traveling, which was not possible. So we have grown, I don't know, five at least times or more our supply in domestic tourism. And already back in July, we have started to make better revenue that we had before COVID. So I would say that the biggest learning from this situation for any founder is to try to be adaptive, not to give up, because I was really ready to give up in March. And thanks Olga, she really supported each member of the team and me and everybody, and like not giving up, adapting your product, pivoting to a new business model if needed, and being solid with what you believe is a very important skill for a founder to overcome such obstacles.
Thank you for sharing mm-hmm. that, Ivan. I'm gonna let Olga chime in to say her two cents because it looked like she wanted to add.
Yeah, Ivan said about this history, and I remember that I want to. All people who listen to for us right now, remember when it's crisis, is every time you will face with some difficulties, some crisis. But you need to remember, for example, in Chinese, the word crisis is denoted by two hieroglyphs. One is danger, and second opportunity. And when you face up with crisis or difficulties, don't think about dangerous. Try to think about what if, and you will exactly find some way to scale to life and etc. So it's easy when you talk about, for example, right now when we're sitting. For sure, it's difficult to think about opportunities when you don't have some sales in the moment. But try to check this hypothesis and think about opportunities in some difficult ways.
I like that. So if I could sum it up for the listeners, based on what Ivan mentioned and based on what you mentioned, Olga, is what really kept you going while you were faced with the pandemic, because it's not over, we're still in it, was you looked for a way to focus on your grit. You were resilient. You did not give up. And Olga, she thought about the Chinese word crisis, and she's like, I could either see the danger here or I could see opportunities. And out of those opportunities, you found ways to pivot, to not only give back to the international side of the business by helping the travel guides educate themselves, become more adaptable, become more fun and vibrant by learning how to assimilate in their local area, but also to make sure that they're learning. So whenever the travel does hit that boom again, they know how to complement their travelers that are coming to their area. Then you also said, you know what? I was so focused on international travel that I forgot about travel in my own backyard. So let me look for ways to help the locals. And then you said, okay, people, they may not be traveling internationally, but they're traveling locally. So you expounded on that local area. So you could see how you guys found all the opportunities to really keep the business going, especially when Ivan wanted to quit and leave you hanging high and dry, Olga. Yeah. So now the next question is, was there a specific turning point in your business, whether it was a marketing tactic, connections you made along the way, or business decisions that took you from six figures to multiple six figures and higher? And what was it?
Wow, that's a great question. To be honest, I don't remember this specific turning point, because I really believe that whatever is driving a business is a series of small changes and small improvements that are made on a constant basis. So what we're trying to, I mean, in our day-to-day business, we don't try to find some great one opportunity and put all our efforts into like making it happen. Instead, we are trying to make a lot of small steps, but making them really fast to check, I don't know, several different hypotheses in 1 week. And I really believe, and I'm sure Olga agrees on that this is the philosophy that is making some startups really successful. So I would say that a lot of different changes that we are making every day in our product and marketing improvements, and I would say ability to listen to our customers and our users who are giving their feedback every day, trying to listen it first of all, to improve a product is a very important part of building a successful startup or a company.
I love that. And thank you so much, Ivan, for sharing how learning as well as listening to your clients helped you reach those six figures and multiple six figures and higher, because you took feedback, you learned how to find the solution to problems, and then you were able to build it out. And as we wind down before my timer cuts us off, can you tell the listeners and viewers once again who you are, the name of your business, how they could connect with you all on social media, and leave one to two tips to help them start their entrepreneur journey?
Yeah, sure. So whenever you're interested in going for a small group adventure for a couple of days or a week, you can find us at utravel.me. our website or in Instagram or Facebook, also with the same name, youtravel.me. And what was the second part of the question for other entrepreneurs? Can you just repeat it, please?
It's about tips. And have one. And you will tell about second. One from me is stop over-optimizing and make decisions. Don't waste your time on over-optimizing things. Just make decision and go ahead.
Wow, that's really great. And I would add from my side the thing that I said before, trying to focus on your customers' feedback, trying to gather it every day. I mean, it's very important not to, as a founder, not to be closed in your office, not to try to build a wall between you and your users, a wall made of lots of other employees in the company that are talking to your users instead of you. And instead of that, it's much better to go yourself and talk to your users every week or every day. So that's what makes the business to adapt to changing environment and grow every day.
And there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Service podcast. Once again, I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and you just heard Ivan and Olga Bortnikov with youtravel.me. Make sure you connect with them on social media and learn how you can take your group or be paired with a group of individuals who love to travel domestically or internationally. They're your company, they're your guy and gal, and your one-stop travel extraordinaire. Until we chat next time, peace, love, and lots of blessings. Signing out, Genesis.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strempel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strempel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.